Today's share in the Dershow Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're finishing up Simon Tov Reish Chav Vav. Today we begin on the third line already of the Amud with Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ha'usa sukkah l'mato babayis, tachas agag. If a person builds his sukkah underneath the roof of a house, she'siru harofim, which he has taken off the tiles of this roof of the house. So even though afa pi shenisharu adayino eitzim adakim shereofim munochim aleim, even though the structure, as we'll see, the lattice-like structure that held up the tiles is still present, so you have some sort of a structure still there as the ceiling, but the main ceiling tiles have been removed, so all you have left is this lattice-like structure, kshera. Then the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. We'll see now some of the details of this as we look in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Tezayin. So he says, these eitzim dakim, which are called shakarim lattice. That's a lattice-like structure in the foreign language word term that the Mishnah Berurah uses as well. And the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Zayin tells us that this is kshera. Why? Because afilu, it's kshera, leishiv tachas eisim atzma. You can sit underneath these pieces of wood themselves. Afa pishem schach posel, because technically this lattice is schach posel. Nevertheless, it is acceptable because he tells us, shari lo nikbu bagag l'shem tzel, the reason why it's schach posel is they weren't placed on the ceiling here for the purposes of shade, then it would be schach kosher. It was made out of wood, it's not makabel toma, but here it was put there, elikatei losei salei morofim, was placed there to hold up the tiles. Nevertheless, we call makom, kivin she'osa maisa, since he removed the tiles, he did a maisa, ve'isar ofim, l'shem asiyas sukkah l'tzel, and therefore this whole purpose is now purely just for shade for the sukkah, and therefore it's as if harezer ki'ilu also ma'aseh b'guf ha'etzim, as if he did physically something to these etzim, v'skinam l'shem sukkah, and he made them as kosher eschach, v'niskashu, and they become kosher eschach. That's assuming that he removed the tiles and therefore made the lattice-like structure to be kosher eschach. However, avolim lo hei sir harofim, if he didn't take off the tiles, kidei lasel shom sukkah, for the purpose of making a sukkah there, but he took them off for some other purpose, elekach yisom yikodim binuyi b'lo gag, or if it was made originally for the purpose of eventually putting up tiles, not for schach, and he put up this lattice-like structure to hold up the tiles, but didn't yet put up the tiles, then kivin shalo also shum maisa bagag l'shem asiyas sukkah l'tzel, since he didn't do anything physically here to create having a schach that is kosher from this lattice-like structure. So then, imkein ha'etzim o'akoros hin schach posul mamash, and this lattice-like structure, these pieces of wood, are truly schach posul. And therefore, bedino kamosha kosef sif alav gabi yilin. This would be the same exact structure and halacha as if it was a tree that was overhanging over here. V'hainu, being shekol she'ein haschach kosher rove kolkach, if the schach kosher is not enough, that achim yinotum imenu kishur eitzim adakim hameitzel aleim yadayin tzel asukum ruba mechamosa, that is, if you go and remove, so to say, kosher eschach kineged this posel eschach, and if you in that situation would not have still tzelosa meruba mechamosa, so then it would be possible, would be no good. Now he brings down an even more machmir position. There are those that are even more machmir, the servant that they hold, the bechol gabne, under all circumstances, even when it was done over here for the purpose of creating schach, you still need to have more kosher eschach than this lattice-like structure. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, Ochein be'emes, bistam sukkus kamo shalonu, shirugin l'chassus kol asukki. He says, nowadays, with the sukkahs that we have, when we cover up the entire sukkah with schach, people don't really limit the amount of schach they put up in the sukkah. They essentially cover up the entire roof with schach. So in this situation, mevadai b'chol gabni yishor tzilos meruv v'mechamos v'kosher. So even though you have the lattice structure there, even if you removed kinegi, the lattice structure, even according to this machmir opinion, schach, you had more than enough schach still remaining. And therefore, ochein kidei lo seis yidei kol ha-sveikos, but to be sure and make sure that you get around any sveikos over here, yirish yeh revach beinu eitzim adakim bein echad l'chaveiro kishir shlosha tvachim. He says if you want to make sure that you certainly have no problems between these lattice-like structures, make sure there's at least a shear of 3 tvachim of space, and in this way you won't have any problems. The issue footnote number 18 explains the reasoning here. Why do you need 3 tvachim? So he brings down the Shaar HaTzion, Oschav Gimel, Sheyesh Lachus L'das HaBach. He'll be concerned about the opinion of the Bach. Shehech Mim Mishum Chashash Lovud. If you have Lovud, which is something that's within 3 tvachim of something else, we view that space as being filled in. So if you say that this is Pasal Eschach, and it's connected within 3 tvachim to other Pasal Eschach, we view that whole airspace in between them as filled in. Now you have a majority of this being pasul l'schach, and therefore to be concerned with this opinion, he says better to make sure there's at least three tuachim in between. However, he brings down in the siman tuf reish lamed veis, we're going to learn in the name of the Torah and the Rosh, shemaschach pasul asu. If this is pasul l'schach, then we don't apply the principle of lavud lahachmir. And Rav Nissen Karlitz, as Sal explains, shi'itochi shol hichmir habach el binyoneinu, that he's only machmir over here, shahalatis munochim ba'ofen shemuchubarim ukshurim zelazet, that they're really connected to each other, and like the Bach wrote himself, and the Rashba, shi'esh machmirim legabi sulam shi'usach lovyeva, like a ladder, and you put schach on that, because the shalivos, the rungs of the ladder, they're all attached to each other, and therefore lavud is a concern potentially. But with the lattice-like structure here, they're not really attached one to the other, and therefore yitochin sh'afu moda l'divrei Torah. Here, there would be moda to the Torah she'ein omer lavud l'hachmer, that we wouldn't in fact say lavud l'hachmer. Then it goes into an interesting thing, which in Eretz Yisrael you have all the time. You have chavle kvisa. You have like a structure for a clothesline, hanging out clothes to dry. And it's over a roof area. That's not the roof, but that's functioning sort of like a roof in some way, but it's a clothesline. So could you have the sukkah underneath it? So he brings down a number of different opinions. Ayin in the rest of this Dirshu footnote, very complicated but interesting discussion. Many are makel in this situation, ayin shom. Now we continue in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, this is only if you put the sukkah underneath this rooftop. If you put the schach on top of this schach on top of this lattice, but certainly then you're using this to hold up the schach, and that's its purpose, so that certainly is going to be good. As the issue footnote number 19 says, even if it's something that's possible for schach, you shouldn't ideally do this because of the chashash that you may come to use this as the schach itself, and it's really possible. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how it brings down the Igros Moshe, based upon the Mogen Avram, since you're doing this specifically to put kasher schach on top of it, so you're not going to make the mistake and say that this lattice is going to be the real schach, but the kasher schach is the real schach, and therefore we don't make a gzera in this situation. Mishmur continues and he says, certainly, we also don't say we don't say that there's a concern of lavud in this situation. That would be she'd start for kol eitzim, all of the lattice would combine. If you nechshavim ke'etz echad, rochav mischach apostle yosim rabba tvachim shu posel asukkah, and that there would be a large area of posel aschach that would ruin the sukkah. As we will learn over there. Why? Since you have lots of kosher schach in between them, so we don't apply the principle of lavud in this situation. Lahachmir. That's the Mechaber. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'chei muta lasos ha-sukkah tachas ha-gagos ha-suyos livtoach v'lizkar. You can likewise build a sukkah underneath a retractable roof. That's also permissible. U'muta l'sogrum b'neg shaman, and you can even close up the retractable roof if it looks like it's going to rain. And v'lachsar u'mefaskan, and you can reopen it as needed to sit in the sukkah. Brings us down the name of the Maril, and he's even allowed to do this on Yontif. Afil b'Yontif shari l'sogrum l'fosgun. He brings down from the Aguda and from the Maril Vile that this is permissible even on Yontif, as opposed to an umbrella, which we'll see you can't open up on Yontif, but this is allowed to be open and closed on Yontif. As long as imyeshlem tzirim, as long as they have some sort of a pivot or a joint over here, shesogur posik lem, which you go and open and close it with that, then it's allowed. The aim is that lo mishum stira binyan. This isn't considered, therefore, then a building or destroying something. It would not have the halachic status of binyan or stira of an ohel on yontif. But lo mishum tasav l'maasui. It's likewise not a problem of tasav l'maasui. However, one should be careful. Rakshi yizar shelo yeshiv tachtein kishin skuri. Don't forget to open it up. If you have this retractable roof and you forget and you sit in it while the roof is down, so then shalsa sukkah psula, then it's definitely a pasul sukkah. So you have to remember that after the rain to go and open up your retractable roof in this situation. Now that was a mouthful as well. We have a lot of Mishnah Berurah to do. We go to Sivkot and Yud Ches, and he says, you're allowed to sit underneath this retractable roof. That's a perfectly good sukkah when you have the roof retracted. Rotsaloma, afilu bo chain skuros. And it's perfectly good in kosher sukkah. Even while it's retracted, we don't say tasa min osui. Velo mikre tasa velo min osui. Kanal b'siv beiz b'agor, like we pointed out in yesterday's shir in the Ramah, at the end of the shir. And the reason is, v'da, the da'as ha-bach l'achmer zeh, even though the bach is machmer on this, and he says, shetzorach liftoach, dalsos ha-gag kodim shemesachek, and you have to open up the roof before you go and put the schach on it. And the chayin hiskim amogin avram the yirab b'sharichronim, and others agree with this amogin avram the yirab. So ideally, when you have the retractable roof down, so when you're putting on the schach, you should have the retractable roof open. However, but if you did put on the schach when the retractable roof was down, then what you should do is tzorich liftoach agagos, you open up the retractable roof, like we said yesterday, you should ideally move all the schach, either pick up the entire pieces, each one individually, or you could do one side, possibly another side, according to more Mekel opinion, which is, you should lift up each piece ideally by itself, and then you can put them down, and then you have kosher schach, because the schlach is retracted, the retractable roof is retracted when you're doing this. And then, and you should do this for every single piece of the schach. If you, in fact, put the schach over the tikra, and then you put down the retractable roof, so pasul kuliyab, then everybody agrees that that's no good. Because in that situation, it's not called schach on a kosher sukkah. Because there were no walls there. The retractable roof, so to say, broke apart. The fact that the schach is going on top of the walls. In that situation, everybody would agree that it wouldn't be good. And when you do the retractable roof in that situation, you definitely have to adjust each piece of the schach. Sivkot in your test, the Mishabura says, the lachsul of Hoskun, don't forget to go open up the retractable roof. And he says, Vizea mutar, afilu dasa machbirana now, kivishanasa mitrila behaksha. And this would be good, even according to the opinions that said, tasav lomina osui, this would be acceptable. The hainu shaposach haga kodim shesicha, because it was open before you did the schach, the afshi be'eshi skuri, even though right now it's closed, mikriya sukapsula. It is technically possible right now, as the Rav himself said, nevertheless, it doesn't fall into the category because it's no different than if you put a sheet on top of it and then you took it away. You need to have the pivots, we said. So, because this makes it like an opening, but if they don't have this pivot, then a non-Jewish person would be allowed to do this on Yom Tov, but you could do this. Then it would be a problem for a Yid to do stira binyan ba'ohel. If all year long it's attached with some sort of a peg, and that would be a realistic daraisa. And now you have put up a kosher sukkah, it was open, then you retracted it because it looked like it was going to rain, and now you forgot to open it on Yom Tov night. So, im shari le poskan like the akum, can you ask a non-Jewish person to open it up for you? Be'en lo sukkah cheres, when he has no other sukkah, below yom tov rishon on the first night, which is an obligation to eat a kezayis in the sukkah. Mishum shvus b'mokum mitzvah. So this is merely akum, shvus, the shvus of doing a nisid de rabbanon, b'mokum mitzvah. So he says, v'chein imut loma le nochri, shesachik lo sukkah b'yom tov, be'en lo cheres. Likewise, could you ask a nochri to go and put up schach for you if you have no other sukkah? So this is a machlokis. B'stapik a prima godim. The prima godim is not sure, and v'sim, and he concludes, lahoros heter chalilis. I'm scared to make this permissible. B'tzorach iyim b'chol zeh. And you really got to look into it to see if this is acceptable or not. Ad kan l'shono. Those are the words of the prima godim. And he adds, "Ayn in the Bikur Yaakov, Masha Kosbazer." The Bikur Yaakov also has additional thoughts on this, and he says, "Bimuadayim ben Ashmashes." But if it's still the Ben Ashmashes period of time, it's twilight. Then Bivadai near the Vada Yesh Lahaka was that Ayde Yaakov. Then you certainly could go and ask a non-Jewish person to do this for you. The issue footnote number 23 brings down the two sides to this discussion: if a Nachri can do it or not. It says Mashma from the Prima Godim, She Heim Ha'im Sukkah Nechsheves Kol Arai. Is the Sukkah considered an all that is kavua, or is it an ol arai? If it's an ol arai, then it's only nisa derabanan. Or do we consider it an ol kavua, and then it's a nisa deraisa? So that's one side of the safek versus the other side. Likewise, the prima godim is stapek, boven shalow off kol asrach. El nishar chelik b'menu agabi sukkah. It hasn't all come off. Some of it's still on the sukkah. Go, are you allowed to go and put the rest of the schach on it? Is that considered tosefis on an oil harai, and it's only in the rabbanon? Or is it considered that it's an oil kavua and machmash omedish shmona yom, because it's going to be there for 8 days? And therefore, also in the Torah, lahosif boschach, to add on additional schach. So these are the different potential machlokas in this situation. The Bikur Yaakov adds, and he says, Shesukkah nechsheves ol aroi. A sukkah in general is an ol aroi, and he brings on a bir halacha as well, in the name of the Maimon Mordechai. However, in the Shaar HaTzion, Kosav she'ol ha'osu l'kama yomim nechshev ol keva. It is considered an ol keva if it's used for more than a few days. And a sukkah, of course, is used for more than a few days. The Yeshivu number 24 brings down, Shemutu lo malenochri lohosira mismarim me'agah kidei lefosko, that you'd be allowed to ask the goy to take out the pegs so you can open this up, as the Ramah writes in Simon Reish Ayin Vav, here you can rely upon the heter of the Bala Iter. You can ask a non-Jewish person to do something that's a melacha d'oraisa, when it's doing a mitzvah and you have a tremendously pressing need. Here you have no other sukkah to go to. However, the Bikuri Yaakov says, Ladina tzorach iyun badover. He's not so quick to give a heter on it. The rest of this footnote has additional discussion about this ayin sham. Tishuvu number 25 says, just like you can ask a non-Jewish person to light a candle for you during the Banish Mashas period of time, the Tzorach Shabbos, so to over here, Mutter, you can ask the non-Jewish person to go and put up the Schach for you during the Banish Mashas period of time. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chafala tells us and reminds us, make sure that you're not sitting in the sukkah while the retractable roof is up. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkon Chafala, Devik Yoshi Besukkah, Shenivnes Tochabais. This is no different than sitting in a sukkah that's built inside a house. And he brings down the name of Vilna Gaon. Tishuv number 26 brings out a phenomenal idea. He says, if you have one of these retractable roofs and it's made out of wood, so he brings out from the Bikuri Yaakov, the Matzis HaShekel, Shebishas Yiridis Geshomim. When it's raining and your retractable roof is up, but it's made out of wood, it's better that you close the retractable roof and sit in that sukkah, Afa Pisha Mechusa Ben Asarim, even though it has a retractable roof on it. Kivan Sha'afim Heim Ruchavim Arba Tvachim, because he says, even though the boards may be 4 Tvachim wide, Ein sukkah psula mid the raisa, it's technically still a good sukkah. And therefore, when you're sitting in this retractable roof, with the retractable roof closed sukkah that has made out of wood nisarim, so technically on the raisa level it's good. It's only on the rabbanah level that it's no good, and therefore you should sit in it when it's raining. He says the same thing applies any other situation where you're mitztair, but you wouldn't be mitztair if the retractable roof was closed, so then you should sit there. But, he says, in that situation, don't make the bracha, leisha basukkah, but you should sit there because you might be b'kayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Sivkon chafalev, tzarech lizarish yu hagagos niftochim heitev lamo begova b'shava ima defonos. You have to make sure that the retractable roof is really fully open. Below you mutin kitzas al schach, and it's not in any way leaning on the schach. Shim you mutin kitzas, because if it's leaning on the schach, ashlo yeshir godo shiti pasal sukkah machmas. Even though it's not going to be large enough to pasal the sukkah, mikum makom yet tzarich lizar shlo yeshir b'makom hazeh shagag meshupa umutu al schach. So then you have to be careful not to sit underneath that area where it's leaning on the schach. He then brings down for the Prima Gadim, because of Prima Gadim itself, Simon Tov Reish Mem Gimel, Mezuzah B'Sukkah Potter. You don't have any requirement to put up a mezuzah in the sukkah. U'mashma Chedesh Shokol Hashana Shador Bo Tomit. And this is talking about in a room that you stay in all year long, but you use it with a retractable roof during sukkahs, U'B'Sukkah Meser Gag. So in this situation, Afil Hochi B'Sukkos Ptura. While it's up as a sukkah, it's Potter. The B'Shivas Yomim Lav Keva Mikri, because that certainly doesn't have the status of being Keva. Now, Dirshu, footnote number 27, does bring down opinions that disagree with this. And he says, this is not like the opinion of the Shari Tshuva and the Piskei Tshuva and the Shelus Tshuvas Arba Turei Oven, Sha'af Bishas Shehusar Agag Me'acheder, even when the retractable roof is open, Lonis Batal Machmazeh Mikviyusu Shekol Hashanah, it retains the requirement to have a mezuzah on the door, just like it had the rest of the year. And he says, V'gam Kishusu Mimeni Akirui, and even if the retractable roof is off, he says it's no different than an enclosed area that requires a mezuzah. However, he brings down from Rekiva Eger, Shadior Shel Sukkah Hainu Sug Dior Chadosh. This living in the sukkah has a different status to it. It's not a continuation of the living there the rest of the year. And therefore, if you didn't take down the mezuzah before you made this into a sukkah, so the Shari Tshuva brings down the name of the Prichodosh, then after Yontif, now the Chiv comes in again, so you can't have the mezuzah up there, because again, you have a problem of Tassiv Lo and Asoy, so you have to take down the mezuzah and put it up again. Because during sukkahs it was potter. However, he continues in his footnotes with other opinions, and some suggest this is no different than putting up a mezuzah in a room before you live there. So technically there's no chiyuv yet, but you're allowed to put up the mezuzah before you actually live there. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Mishi Eshel Shnei Chadorim, Zelef Nimezef. You have an indoor room and are surrounded by an outdoor room. And Holech Mechedro L'Sukkah, if he goes from the room into the sukkah, Pesach HaSukkah Tzorach Mezuzah Mishum Chedro. So the opening into his room, where he's actually sleeping, it's not a kosher sukkah, that would require a mezuzah. And Holech Mesukkah L'Chedro, covering the sukkah to his room, binyan shapesach mehacheder hasukkah, yesh mashachayv mezuzah pesach hasukkah pasuch l'shusharav mechadomeh, devi kebei shar. Some would suggest it needs a mezuzah on the other side, because again, it's the mezuzah for the inside cheder. This concludes Simon Tov Reish Chosh Vav and today's shir.